My name is Leslie Subra. I am 43 years old. Today is November 25th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Chuck Subra, who is my husband. We are recording this interview in Newburgh, Indiana. Where and when did you first realize your passion with cooking?
I was born and raised in South Louisiana. It's always been a very deep, embedded part of our heritage there. You don't really realize it until you actually move to other places and see other places all around the country where the cooking is not part of the home, where it's mom, dad, grandparents, uncles, and aunts. Everybody's involved in it. So it made me realize just how much fun and how much knowledge it was. It's just one of those careers that's just never ending. You can always learn something.
Okay. What brought you to pursue a career in culinary?
I was working at a small catering company down in New Iberia, Louisiana, which is right outside of Lafayette, working in the front of the house, bussing tables, waiting tables, and then eventually started going into the kitchen to wash dishes at the end of the night because I really didn't like cleaning the bathrooms, as funny as it is. It's just one of those weird things. I'd rather wash the dishes than clean the restrooms. Then all of a sudden started prepping and putting up stock while I was in college, and eventually just became a cook in the kitchen. Yes, I was a cook slash dishwasher, but it just took off from there. I went to culinary school in Lafayette at the old Lafayette Regional, and then moved to New Orleans when I was 21 and pursued culinary at Delgado Community College. It was a 3-year program there, worked all the way around New Orleans, lived in New Orleans for 21 years, met my great wife here in 1994, and we've been together since. It's worked at Windsor Court, worked at the Versailles, worked for Marriott for 12 years at 3 different properties, 2 of them as executive chef, both the Renaissance Arts and JW Marriott, both in New Orleans. And then moved up here to Indiana.
Okay. Tell me about any highlights you've had throughout your career as an executive chef.
One of the great things about being a chef is you're able to cook at many different places. I've cooked everywhere from New York City to Miami, done the James Beard House 4 times, 3 names with my name on the bill, and a little bit about the James Beard House. It is the culinary mecca of the world. James Beard was the father of modern American cuisine, and you actually cook in his home. He's written many different books. Him and Julia Childs were best friends. So when you cook there, it's an honor. You don't ask to cook there, you're asked to cook there. So they seek you out to see if you want to do a dinner there. And I've done 4 of them there, 3 of them with my name on the bill. I was Louisiana Top Chefs to Watch in 2005. I was American Culinary Federation Top 25 Chefs in Louisiana in 2010. And just, it keeps going on. It goes on and on. Got to cook at Miami South Beach Food and Wine Fest 4 years in a row. Have cooked for Marriott Corporate up in Bethesda, Maryland, which is cooking for Bill Marriott. So it's just a great honor to be able to cook for a lot of these people and just show your culinary talent everywhere we go. And that's what brought us here to Indiana. There was living in Louisiana. It was an opportunity to come and open. The casino was open. It was a boat. And we moved the whole operation to land-based. So it was a great opportunity to move to work on one operation while it's a very busy operation ongoing, and then open a brand new one at the same time. It was definitely a challenge. And one thing about being a chef is you're always looking for those challenges. A chef is a different breed. About 99% of the time, we have to keep our brains working at all time in different aspects. If we don't, we get bored. And usually when chefs get bored, they cut up and have lots of fun, and it's not too good sometimes.
Have you ever had the opportunity to cook on TV?
Yes, I've cooked at the local TV stations in New Orleans many times. I do a lot of the morning shows, both WDSU, WWL, and also was a contestant on Chopped, which was shot in New York City, and the episode was called A Bunny Thing Happens. It was an Easter episode, and I did get to cook with Peeps, those little pink marshmallow things, which is ridiculous because I'm sitting there thinking to myself, who the heck cooks with these things? The rest of the food was great, just the Peeps were just like, I'm not dealing with this. This is aggravating. But like, I had conch, horseradish, and snow peas. The conch was amazing. When you open the bag, it smelled like being down in the salt seawater. It was just, you could just smell the fresh ocean. So, great opportunities all the way around.
Did you make it to the end?
No, I was out in the first round. I left my Peeps in the dish too long and it got too sweet.
Okay. And where do you see your career going from where it is now?
My next step would either be a chef at a larger property, either be a casino or a hotel, or I'm moving into the role of a director of food and beverage, which is over both the front of the house and back of the house, over all culinary as well as all service in an operation. So it's in charge of banquets, restaurants, both restaurant managers and chefs. It's just it's the next level. It's the next step. That's the one great thing about this business is the only way you stop growing is if you choose to stop growing.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.